Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether they could, they didn't stop to think if they should. Dr. Ian Malcolm, University of California, Berkeley. 1:38:06 p.m. Heartbeat continues to grow slightly more elevated throughout the day. Otherwise, no other significant changes in vitals. My mood continues to be exuberant, energized, potentially manic even. Is this another effect of the experimental regimen or an expected psychogenic reaction to my successes? Reminder to consult with a psychologist at a later date. Most fortunately, a unique opportunity has presented itself. Yesterday, a coworker, I shall temporarily redact his name, contacted me, ostensibly to inquire on my well-being since my suspension from the university. Having already considered his ideal suitability as a secondary participant, I managed to act decisively and convince him to visit today. I should have mentioned this in yesterday's recordings, but I wasn't sure that he would. Securing his participation may be a somewhat delicate operation. I'm not convinced we will initially see eye to eye on my unconventional methodologies, but I must try. I think he's coming to the door. A bit overeager into the web, my little fly. Wait, that sounds so stupid. Reminder to delete. No, cancel that. I must preserve all the raw data. That's all for now. Confident, relaxed, casual. Fear is the mind killer. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. Hey, thanks for coming over. Yes, it's good to see you too. Can I get you a drink? Okay, take a seat. I'll be right back. Keep eye contact with him. Just think of it as a presentation to an audience of one. You can have some alcohol before 5 if you want. I'm not going to snitch on you. Suit yourself. Me, I usually down a bottle before lunch, at least since the university gave me the boot. You do have permission to laugh at my jokes. I know what you're thinking. Is she drinking? Maybe even narcotics? Bipolar episode or borderline personality? I assure you, it is nothing of the sort. Besides a case of extreme narcissism, obviously. Cheers. So how are you doing? Me? Well, being suspended, it's been really overwhelming for me. And it's like I work so hard and no one at the top appreciates what I'm doing. And none of the other people at the lab support me either. Hell, I don't even think they liked me. I've just been crying every day and... I saw it on your face. What the hell did I get myself into? I'm just joking. It's the opposite, really. Finally, to have those stiffs off my back with all their committees, to form committees, to make plans about future meetings. I am serious. I've been making more progress on my work now than I ever did there. The whole department was just dead weight, actually. you were the only one at work that seemed to have any vision. I just really appreciated that you texted me. I'm sorry, I just get kind of intense when I'm nervous or excited. But don't worry about me. My mind is finally unshackled, and I've succeeded beyond my wildest expectations. Now, if you get me started on my research, I just become an absolute motor mouth. Or a worse one than now. It's just nice to finally have someone on the same page to talk to. Me, a genius? If I had known you would be such an enabler of my megalomania, I wouldn't have ignored all your furtive glances at me. Now, don't be embarrassed. I must confess to taking a few glimpses of my own. Women are just more practiced at stalking our prey unnoticed. So, we were talking about my intellectual prowess. I'm sure it was my intelligence that drew your eyes in. The truth is, I can't blame you for finding me a bit unapproachable. Recently, I have been too focused, obsessed, some might claim, with reaching a suitable climax to my work. But now that I can take a breather, I would be more than willing to give you a closer view of my bountiful intellect, especially if you'd be willing to caress my ego a bit further. Oh, you would like that refill now. So, what did they inform you about my research before they sent you over here to spy on me? Of course, I know you're not. You just have too honest a face to pull anything like that off. Practically an open book. But you must have some idea of what I was up to. Mind-altering drug? Is the imagination of the modern ivory tower really so narrow? Have the frats and sororities finally taken it over? You know, the preliminary animal traits bore out in my hypothesis that effects would only occur in female subjects. Oh, the usual suspects. Aggression, dominance, increased energy, hypersexuality. Only behavioral observations, as the school wouldn't spring for the talking rats that I could debrief afterwards. Finally, a laugh. I was getting worried that you had the spirit crushed out of you by the bureaucracy. It shall be a discovery that revolutionizes the world. Or just a footnote in some obscure paper. Who knows? Either way, I'll make sure they credit you with being the first witness. Like the lifeguards at Kitty Hawk. To the first human trial, of course. On myself, silly. No, I'm not joking. Don't you know the mad scientist always performs the experiment on themselves first? Side effects? Would it be better to inflict them on some random volunteer in a double-blind study? No. I will be the first to taste the fruit of my labors, for good or for ill. I'm not going to a doctor. I have it all covered, running every test practical on myself, even sending my blood out for a full battery. But, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have someone else to assist me. You could take my temperature. Why did you flinch away? I was just touching your brow to demonstrate. Or you could measure the heart beating in my chest. Would you like to try? No, don't leave yet. You have to? Why? To report me, perchance? And what for? There's nothing illegal about creating your own drugs or running experiments on yourself with them. I don't think you fully appreciate how lucky you are to be the first male within the suitable age range and acceptable physical qualities for me to come across. Just stay a few hours and I will explain it all. Maybe give you a hands-on demonstration. And then, if you aren't fully satisfied, you can go back and tattle to Mommy and Daddy. That would put you in the clear ethically, practically a Boy Scout. But you're too grown up to be a Boy Scout, aren't you? No, you stop talking silliness. Oh, there I am being intense again. I hope you aren't discomforted by straightforward women. You really refuse to see things my way? What's the issue? Me as the one not able to give consent? I didn't expect that objection. You really are a good boy. You believe that my formula transformed me into a creature of boundless lust, incapable of tempering her desires with rational thought? The secret is, I was already like that, deep down at least. Hush now. There is clearly only one way to interpret this data. I chose to start dosing myself and then invite you here. I don't think anyone could claim I didn't deserve whatever I had coming. Fine. Call an Uber if you want. Go on. I won't stop you. But just know, if you leave, I'll just find someone else. Someone who wouldn't need such tiresome convincing. Who knows what kind of unscrupulous character that could be? Would a true friend really leave me with such potent chemicals bouncing through my delicate little head to the depredations of the 21st century man? Of course I'm manipulating you, but why overthink things? I simply need your informed consent to continue any further. I need to know that you want this, that you want me. If not, you can go. On the other hand, I can't help but observe that you have become quite turgid, absolutely ossified, even. Could this be a fantasy of yours? A woman taking charge of the situation? The only way to gain knowledge is through experimentation. Just be a good boy and whisper a yes in my ear. Please, just whisper it. Good boy. All right, just hold on a moment. March 14th, 159-26. Experiment begins with subject 1A. I noticed your fingers playing around the bottom of my shirt. I am going to state this once very clearly, so there can be no misunderstandings. I am in complete control here. You will not do anything or touch me anywhere until, unless I give you permission. Do you understand? It's a garter belt, obviously. Don't you know all women wear nylons with garters beneath their sweats and t-shirts? Especially to match their lace underwear. You should see your face. Allow me to display the ensemble properly. Before you mess it up with your grabby hands. Je suis la déesse de l'amour, non? But this material is so transparent. You can almost see everything. Maybe it's a bit too... How do you say, slutty? Oh, so you think it is the adequate level of slutty for a woman like me? When I ask you something, answer. You think compliments are digging you out of your hole? They won't. But I insist you keep trying. Can you imagine? Only a few minutes ago, we talked of inane pleasantries. My feminine curves were adorned so, just waiting to be exposed and explored by you. Did I fucking give you permission to put your hands on my ass, you... motherfucker? Do you know anything about how to please a woman? Shut up. It's rhetorical. The answer is clearly no. My back, my stomach, my arms, my legs, even the roughest patches of skin on my knees and elbows... all cry out for attention. A sweet caress to know that they are loved and valued. A real man can sustain a romance from only the peak of a lady's ankle, or an accidental brush of the back of her hand, or the quick taste of salt at the nape of her neck, like so. But I know, you're just counting down all the seconds until someone grabs your dick. Better. Better. For an example, whisper to me how those nylons feel as your fingertips glide over them. They seemed so cool and delicate when I slid them on, so slow and carefully as not to tear them. How does the material on my bra compare? How does it contrast to the skin around it? You know, this bra fastening is such a poor guardian of my virtue, opening at the slightest touch. Oh, yes. Rougher. Squeeze them. I can take it. I'm not some delicate flower. Oh, that feels so good. It's been too long. May you? No, I'm rubbing your face in them as a thought experiment. But at least you're finally learning some deference and obedience. Oh. Don't be afraid to use your teeth. Stop. Did you just slip a fingertip under my waistband? Accident? Bullshit. You aren't taking me seriously at all. You know what? I think I've had enough for today. Maybe you should call that Uber. Where's your phone? Freeze. I didn't tell you to fucking move. Now, listen very carefully. You are going to just sit perfectly still while I stand here, towering over you like a statue of Athena come to life. I shall deliver my commandments to you, and you shall obey me like the groveling supplicant that you are. One more accident, or misstep, or even fucking thought in your head, and you can go home to jerk off. Do you fucking understand? Now, tell me, who is in charge? Good boy. I shall grant thee leave to kiss my thighs. So very good. If I let you remove this last barrier of satin, it is only so that you may worship me for my pleasure. Whatever I want before I even think of it. Yeah, every guy loves eating pussy. For about 60 seconds. As long as I desire. I imagine you'll come to regret striking such a covenant with me. However, your humble prayers have swayed me. Now I... Oh. I didn't say you should... Oh, shit. Oh, God, I've just been waiting so long for you... for someone to do this. Don't tease, just... Oh. Oh, rougher, but slower. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, like that. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, fuck this. We can play head games later. I need you in me right now. Go in the bedroom and strip. What? Romance with ankles? Oh, fuck off. Don't give me that smug look. It could be anyone's cock right now. And it's just your dumb luck that it's the one attached to you. Go. That's right. You lay back. I'm taking control. What's wrong? I'm protected. Don't worry. Still skeptical? Fine. Give me your finger. Just give it to me. Go on. If you feel around, you can make out the string of the IUD. I don't know. Just feel around. Oh. I don't think rubbing my lips with your thumb is helping you find it. Oh, that's sensitive. Oh, fuck. Satisfied? Well, that makes one of us. Put your hands back to the side. I'll handle this. I suppose in your porn-addled mind, this is where I say how impressive your erection feels in my hands. Oh no, sir. I do not believe this sword could ever fit in my scabbard. But I shall endeavor. Oh, fuck. Finally. Oh. Oh, of course you can grab my ass. I told you, no more games. Oh, I read that these stockings provide the best frictional grip against your partner's legs for deeper strokes. Yes, they did a controlled trial with over 1,000 people to establish that fact. yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, can you come in me? Is that what you want? To release deep in me? I suppose I'll consider it, but not right now. What's the matter? I'm a nerd, not naive. I know you can't last long. We'll just take that pent-up pressure off, and then you can worry about repaying me in round two. But that's why I'm on top. I'm going to go nice and slow, and you just try to hold it. Just relax. Release the tension from your muscles. Orgasm is a sympathetic nervous system response. If you relax your muscles, you can hold it off. And whatever you do, don't think about how my cervix is covered in a thick mucus of this stage of my cycle, practically laying out a red carpet for your gametes to travel deep into the center of my womanhood. Oh shit, it's pulsing. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, wow. Don't pull out, just stay in and roll on top of me. If we keep like this and I move my hips a bit, it should keep you sufficiently stimulated for another go. Did you find me to be among the top quartile of your fucks? Oh, sir, you shall make me blush. For me, I would say, well, it was downright pleasant. This was the first time I ever tried to be dominant. In bed, I mean. Otherwise, I am always in charge, obviously. Don't let anyone know that secret. It would ruin my reputation. You mean your covenant with me? I plan to delay cunnilingus until at least your second refractory period. Besides, if your mouth is occupied, it will prevent any attempts at pillow talk. In fact, has anyone told you that you gab too much? Because you hardly let me get a word in. I know, I'm not usually so talkative. Quite the opposite, in fact. I'm just on such a fucking high. From the drug, I mean. All right, well, what can we do to get you back in action as soon as possible? Because you still owe me mind-blowing orgasms, and I will collect.